Okay, folks, I will be very brief because I know I'm the person now who's between you and lunch. But a couple of small points. First of all, I want to say a heartfelt thanks to our two keynote speakers. Because as Noel said yesterday, how he was expecting lots of inspiration and provocative discussion and challenging information as well, we got all of it. So I just want to say, first of all, thank you for making us think again about words like evidence, value, impact, persuasion. Settlement is a new one for me. What's the settlement? I might have before said, what are the assumptions? But what is the settlement? Maybe the historical antecedent to reform, and the word reform itself, of course. How do we feel positioned by that word in the various changes and policy initiatives that come our way and that we are expected to enact and implement? Just a few small points from yesterday. One of the big messages I took away was this notion of collaboration. And it's an old word, we're familiar with it, we use it every day, it's a mundane word. But the notion that collaboration begets innovation seemed to me to be an important take-home message from what we heard yesterday. And how collaboration is innovation is very hard to do on your own. And collaboration really is the only way. And we would argue that within the space of SCOTENS, that's what we're trying to do in this kind of event. And that was very strongly put forward in Colleen's presentation yesterday. Along with the emphasis on people, not just looking at systems, but let's look at the people, their stories, their perspectives, their understandings, their meaning-making. And maybe we need to do more of that in the policy arena, especially in the evaluation of policy initiatives. I'm left with two things that I'm going to be thinking about on my journey back down to Dungarvan. One is the evidence demand increases, we were told yesterday by Colleen. The evidence demand increases as we move more towards policy, which I can understand. But we also have to be not frightened by the local. So those are two interesting things, along with what we heard from Viv today and articulated in the question posed by Joanna about, well, what kind of evidence, and the notion of fitness for purpose is a feature of that, the answer to that, I would suggest. So not being frightened of the local, which might be countrywide, local in the international sphere, not being frightened of that, and we think of places like Norway and Finland and so on, but yet being faithful to some kind of evidential base, even if it's the persuasion, the persuasive power, and the rhetorical ability to push that forward and to persuade the powers that be as to a good idea and what it might be. So finally, in relation to Viv's talk, I was reminded of the notion of policy entrepreneurs. And I don't know where that's come from, but I do recall reading something about policy entrepreneurs, people who can sell policy, and how often the solution to an issue comes way before the issue itself. Solutions precede policies. So somebody has a very good idea, you know, a solution, and now the time has come for a problem. And in that regard, some of you might remember the old studies of literacy in Clackmanningshire in Scotland, where there's a solution that England picked up on and created a problem. You know, the teaching of reading isn't good enough. There's a solution in Scotland, we'll impose it. So solutions preceding problems, and then a problem getting constructed by policymakers. As you were speaking about the rhetorical aspect of policy, which of course brings us back to that point. And this conference, I hope, has been instrumental in making us think more critically about the policy formation process and that whole notion of policy literacy. But let me move on quickly to thank all the other people who are involved in this conference and making it so successful. I want to thank the workshop presenters, because actually the workshop presenters presented twice. They did the same thing all over again. A big achievement, that. And there we have Dr. Pam Cowan, Dr. Richard Millwood, Dr. Jackie Fallon, Dr. Glenda Walsh, Dr. Sam McGuinness, and Professor Jerry McGrurk, all of whom did a sterling job yesterday in and this morning in extending thinking and in that collaborative forum, North and South. So I want to thank you. Thanks, of course, to all our panel participants under Conor's excellent chairing. He's a super chair. Every year, he's getting better and better. And he's delicate and friendly, but he's also so rigorous and stringent. So anybody who's looking for a chair for any event, you couldn't have better. But thank you, Michelle Sliney, Glenda Walsh, and Shauna McGill, who gave us further insights about evidence in relation to capacity building, impact, and inquiry. So other little things to think about as we travel home. Thanks to Christina, who managed the Scotens tent, and from which we now have lots of interesting stories that we will look at and think about in the months ahead. Thanks to all the people who participated in the doctoral conference, and I'm looking forward to hearing about that. That was an invitational event, and I suspect it was very successful, and letting people go public to some degree in a safe environment with their work before it's finished, a very important thing. Thanks to Ruth Tallon and Joanne Moles for their contribution last night in launching the annual report and the research report, which we do every year, so thanks to those two people. Thanks to the Centre for Cross-Border Studies in general, under the directorship of Ruth. And thanks to Emma Donnelly and Trish, who are the backbone of the organisation and keep us all on track and keep Scotens on track right throughout the year. So a special thank you to all those people. Yes. Almost finally, just thanks to the hotel for serving us well over the last couple of days. Thanks to all of you, all the delegates, for such full participation and hanging in until the end. It's a lovely opportunity in Scotens to renew old friendships, make new connections, and we look forward to doing it all over again next year. But we also, as a committee, and thanks to all my colleagues on that committee, Noel and the full team, because we will be looking eagerly at the evaluations and the sense we're making from the conversations we've had with people about how best to organise this conference, organisationally, yes, but also thematically. So we will be doing that with your interests and information to us in relation to that. So I think I don't need to say any more, except to say safe home to everybody, and as I say, we look forward to meeting again next year. Thanks a lot. Oh yeah, just to say, lunch is at right now on the 13th floor. Okay, so do stay. Yeah. Okay.